Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's not a deal breaker, but like, you can definitely go to a party and wear your black crop top and ripped jeans and like look hot. But like, if she's wearing like something different and cool, I'm like, all right, she's sick.
Yeah,
like,
she's sick.
She has
out.
Extra points. Yeah. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with basically my two brothers, Phil King and Nate Sapal.
What's going on, baby?
I never call you Nate. I always call you Sapal.
Yeah, true.
But does everyone call you Sapal?
In the house, yeah. People call me P. It's like a nickname. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My middle name starts with P, so they just start calling me P. It's kind of weird.
What do girls call you at IU?
I don't know.
Sapal? Yeah.
Really?
Nate. Probably just Nate.
Yeah.
I feel like they call you Sapal, is that like a friend?
They have to know me, yeah. I feel
like
yeah, I feel
that's
like it's
a
like
friend. Like I feel like I would call you Nate if I was like NBO. I'd be like Nate.
I'll look out for that then.
I respond.
I think the girls that have known you for a long time
call me Sapal.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
For sure.
What do people call you, Phil?
Phil, Philip.
Phil.
Yeah. Phil.
For sure.
I feel like I call you Phil or PK.
PK. Nope. Nobody really calls me PK.
We should get that going.
I call you PK.
I like that. I think some more dudes started calling you PK.
I'm always like,
yeah, PK. Some older dudes call me PK.
Yeah.
What up, PK?
Well, it's Phil's second time on the pod. So, Paul, it is your
first. I'm first. This is the first time for me, for podcasts in general.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm kind
of nervous. Do you listen to any pods?
I've listened to, like, some of yours, but, like, I'm not a big podcast guy. Like, really? I haven't gotten to that fad yet.
No part of my take or anything?
I've listened to, like, snippets, but, like, I don't know. Like, when I'm in the car, I feel like podcasts are really good for car rides.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like once you've graduated college and, like, you're getting ready in the morning in your apartment, ready for your job, or, like, you have a commute or something, you'll become more of a podcast person.
Yes. It's like, I have a friend that always
Because, like, you're not going to play a podcast, like, out loud in your frat.
No, not at all. But, like, but sports podcasts have gotten super big.
Yeah.
Like, Part of My Take.
Yeah.
Like, Barstool in general.
Yeah.
They've, like, kind of, like, in my opinion, I always just see it on social media or whatever. But I have to get on that just because, like, well, when I'm in the car, I'd rather just listen to music for, like, the 10 minutes I'm in the car, you know?
Yeah, because you guys are, like, your rides are 10 minutes. Mine are, like, 40.
Yeah, so exactly. Because like, the traffic, right? Pod.
Yeah. And it's, like, I can only go through my playlist so many times.
It's definitely, like, a trip thing.
Yeah.
Like, hour. If you're going, like, to Indy, I'll listen to the podcast.
Got it. Can you guys explain a little bit about, this is going to be mostly polls, but can you explain the house you're in, how old you are, what year you are in school, etc., your majors?
I am a sophomore.
This is Philip speaking, by the way.
Sophomore at Indiana University, studying finance. We are both in the Fiji fraternity, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so this is Paul talking, or Nate. Yeah, I'm a junior.
Paul or Nate, or Pete.
Yeah, oh yeah, either one. So I'm a junior at IU. Yeah, so I'm studying exercise science. I transferred, so me and Phil have gotten close just because, like, when I transferred, I joined Fiji or whatever. And yeah, I'm just glad to be here and everything.
Cool. So what do you want to be?
Lately, I've been thinking about hopefully becoming a sports agent. I think that'd be really cool, but we'll see if that can happen.
Cool. What about you, Paul? What's your...
I want to be a physician assistant.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're in the healthcare
exactly
grind.
Love that stuff.
Got it. Okay, let's start off. I feel like it's tradition now every time I have a frat boy on to do some rapid fire questions. I'm gonna put you in the hot seat and
right
you guys
away.
Don't have to listen or answer right away. Who would like to answer first?
Me.
You can go first.
Okay.
I love it.
So Phil will be first, and then Sapal, you're right after.
I'm right after.
Okay.
So let's alternate questions. So I'll go first.
Okay. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah. All right. I can respect that.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and, like, the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah! Okay, what frat do you think you would be in if you weren't in Fiji?
Ooh, it's tough.
That is a tough one.
SAE, Phi Delta, Sigchi, maybe. One of those three.
Okay, cool. I don't really know what any of
them are. I mean, I'd have to rush and just get a feel, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing. Like, you just don't know. You just see them at parties and you don't really talk to them that much, so it's, like, tough to...
Got it. What sorority do you think I would be in? I did this in the last one, but I feel like it may have changed, you know?
Phil, she's your sister.
I don't know. I'm going AKO.
Really? Yeah. You're going back to your roots.
Yeah.
I think your personality. I think you'd be Kaya. I'm the same by that. I always thought that. Yeah, because, like... We didn't have a pledge at Kaya, but we've known, like, when we partied first semester our freshman year, or his freshman year, my sophomore year, we got to know some of the Kayos, and I know some of them through clubs. Yeah. And I think you fit them.
Really?
Well. Yeah.
The most I've gotten, I
can see Pi Phi too. I go A Kayo or Pi Phi.
Everyone to me already says A Kayo. Bree says Pi Phi now.
Yeah.
Zach Wisen says Zeta.
I can see Zeta.
I mean, I think you'd fit in any of them. Like, you do fine.
I know girls in a bunch of
exactly.
Clubs, so I love all of them. I also think it's interesting how they change by pledge class.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And there's just so many girls. You take in 60 girls, there's going to be so many different dimensions to each pledge class.
Who would you say in your pledge class is the best dancer?
Me. Nate's Paul.
Probably Tom.
Tom Werner's really good. I can only respect Tom Werner, Jared Kaiser, Philip King.
I love Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry just got this long body.
Yeah, when you're lanky, you get
when they have those long arms, they just have to flop them around.
Yeah, it's
they're
smooth.
Dancing.
I wish. I wish I had
okay,
that.
Okay, what about who has the most drip?
Ooh,
Nate Sapol.
I'd say Sapol or Tom have good fashion.
Yeah, Tom's really good at fashion, too.
God, Tom.
Like, I go to Tom. I go to Tom when I'm making sure, like, I'm looking all right. I wouldn't lie.
I love him. Okay, so we've been talking about this whole break a lot. I've noticed that you guys have been, like, bantering a lot about IG pics. Like, oh, bro, did you see her pic? Like, you see that? Did you see her story? Like, dang, she was looking so hot. What are your thoughts on IG pics? Like, do you guys pay attention?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Because to me, you pay way more attention than I ever thought.
Really? Well, it's a little different now since we're on break. Like, it's winter break for us right now. So, like, you're not doing anything.
So you're just paying attention.
Yeah. So you're just on social media looking through it, and these girls are going on trips, you know.
Damn.
And everything. And, like, we definitely overanalyze the pics when it comes to, like, wow, she's going there. Like, what a pic.
When you see a good pic, do you, like, screenshot it and send it to a friend? Like, dang, this pic looks so good.
Yeah, like, we definitely have sent pictures in, like, our crew message. Like, dang, like, look at this picture.
Yeah.
Dang, like, TK's looking good.
Yeah.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's hard because I'm not, like, in a sorority and, like, I'm not, like, oh, like, everyone knows, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's hard, but, like, I feel like my friends don't do that as much. Like, I would love to know if sorority girls do that.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, for sure. But it's definitely just, like, if she posts a really good picture, she looks really good in it. It's just like, dang, you see this? Like, she's looking good.
Okay. What type of a pic do you love a girl to post on Instagram?
I like the fun, not, like, the basic. Like, I hate when girls do, like, not even showing their teeth, like,
soft smile.
I don't really, I'm not a fan of that.
I can't do that.
I like the fun, having a good time. Like, you can have, like, the first one be like, all right, I'm trying to look good. But, like, if the second one's, like, fun, I think that's pretty true.
I think I think both, like, there's a spectrum to it, right? So it's like, you get the girl that's, like, on the beach, sand in hands, knees on the ground.
Life's the beach.
And I just don't like
and
that.
And I'm just
I'm not
sand.
A big fan. But, like, at the same time, I also like the ones where, like, it could just be a picture of them, and then, like, the next picture over is, like, a view. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, two different things. Like, you swipe over.
See, I don't like –
Like, something like
artsy?
Artsy. I think that's, like, super cool because different. It kind of makes me feel
weird. Yeah. We were just arguing – or they were just arguing because this girl posted, like, an artsy pic.
Yeah.
I don't want to expose her. It was, like, at a museum.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Sapol was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And Phil was like, I just want to see your face.
Yeah. Like, but I think that's more of a story thing.
See, it is, but at the same time, like,
if you're at a museum, just put that on your story.
But I can only,
I don't need to see
I can
it
only
on my feed.
I can only respect
yeah,
it
but
if
it's
she
not
throws
like
it on
she's
the gram.
She's posting the Instagram for you.
Yeah.
I know, but
it's like her. So, like, what I believe and what someone told me, which I thought was super cool, is social media is what you want it to be. It's how you want people to see you, okay? And so, like, if I delete something off my Instagram, someone's like, why did you delete that? Like, we were a picture of it. Like, maybe I just didn't want you to, like, I don't want it to be part of, like, what people think of me now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Like, if you have an ex-girlfriend.
Are you deleting pics?
Do you delete pics of the ex?
I feel like, yeah. Like, I feel like nothing wrong with that. Like, that's exactly how it got.
Do you delete them or do you archive them?
Oh, I see. I didn't even know you could archive.
Okay.
But, like,
so you can.
I think it depends on, like, the breakup.
Yeah,
like,
for
if
sure.
If it's, like, a bad breakup and, like, you really don't
if
like
it was a good
person,
time, like, if that's, like, I have some that were, like, it was a really good time, like, we went on vacation or something and, like, took a picture, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Like,
I'll keep on that. That was really great memories. But other ones are kind of, like, I don't need those on there.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that.
If my social media is what I want it to be, then why can't, like, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah. Got it. So you like an artsy pic? You don't mind it.
I don't mind it as well as I can respect it. Just because, like, if she throws it on the gram rather than a story, then it's obviously she, like...
She cares about it.
She cares about it as well.
Yeah, or she thinks it's cool.
And it's just not very basic or, like, narcissistic. It takes away from, like, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at
what I'm into. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like
that. Okay, cool.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
What about like stories? What's like a classic story at IU?
Sunset.
Semester recap videos.
Sunset.
And with the caption like, Bloom hits different or something.
Yeah.
About Bloomington.
When you see, Bloom hits different for us because we're from
Bloomington. Yeah.
Bloom hits
it's
different.
Funny when people talk about
what else? What's a classic like sorority girl caption?
Oh, same time next week. That's on there every
time. Yeah, that's true.
Same time next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like if they go on a forum where they're like, same time next weekend. It's like
yeah, when you say like Nashville or Chicago.
Times. Yeah.
It's just, but like.
What else is basic?
Oh, like when Little Five comes around, like Little 500, like lit. Toll five, like, and I'm just like, oh, every year, man, like, and they capitalize LIT.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, it's clever, but like, I got like 10 other girls.
What else am I supposed to do with them all?
I mean, you can figure out, sort of, like, I don't know, before I like anyone posts a pic, I feel like you looked at the feed first, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be like, you don't want to be put in the card category with all the other girls that post at the same time,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
because we all know it's not a secret that there's a prime time to post. There is.
Really? When is that in your eyes?
I don't know, like between 8 to 10.
8 to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? That's just how I look at things.
I'm
sure
doing it whenever.
Throwing it on.
Whenever I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I kind of throw, I think a great day to post, what's the best day to post?
Sunday.
Everyone's doing
after the weekend.
After the weekend.
I agree. Reminisce on the weekend.
Sunday's Insta's popping on Sunday.
It is. You're definitely right.
Okay, what about, are there like Insta baddies at IU?
I wouldn't say not necessarily.
Not
There's a few that have like, all right, you got like plus 10K, people know your name.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone that has like plus 10K, like people know who they are?
Yeah, there's like, there's like a select few girls. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Why do they have 10K? Is it because they're like hot, super high?
Yeah, I'd say so. But then, you know, like.
Or is it because they know how to like run their Instagram? You know what I mean?
It's definitely because
it's definitely both.
Yeah.
It's definitely both.
Yeah, because of the, but I feel like there's a bunch of
girls, like their Instagram's not that special. They're just hot.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. But I also feel like the opposite. Sometimes there's like really hot girls that just don't care.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Now that we got a little bit of the Insta talk out of the way, last few questions. One, what kind of music do you want your girl to listen to?
Wow. Anything really.
Not except a specific genre.
I just think everything.
But yeah, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I can throw on country. And she's like, in the, like when it's warm out, say it's a spring or something, riding through like the town or something. She like was loving it. But if I like
through the bloom,
like yeah, just back roads or something. You know what I'm saying?
Got a sunset going.
Yeah, I mean like if throwing it on, she starts singing
throw
along.
Throw Snapchat up, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
I know the vibe. You know the 14 vibes.
But if a girl like if you get a rap song on, she's like she's just busting out
she's
a verse,
firing that's kind of hot. She's firing the bars, and you're just like you're over it. Like driver's seat, you're just like all right, and then you go back and forth with them.
Yeah, that's sick.
And then you throw on like a little Hozier or like alternative, and then she vibes that too, and she's like loving it.
Okay. Okay, cool. What would be like a genre of music or like a song you'd be like, oh my god, I'm embarrassed that you like know that, or like you're like that's weird.
Like if I go in and we're in the car and she just takes the aux and she goes like straight like hardcore Skrillex,
like dubstep.
Like, all right, yeah, like and really? She's like, boom. I'm like, all right.
Well, okay,
that's
so
a little bit weird.
See, I feel that, but I'm more concerned when I give her the aux and she throws it on some Chief Keef and she's yelling on the lyrics. Okay, and the bass is going, and she's making me kind of intimidated. Because if we're first date, and she throws, she eat funny.
Yeah,
if
like,
she just throws it.
So.
Well, no, but I'm talking about not the chorus. I'm talking like the main rap, okay, lyric, yeah. T Grizzly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would just be a concerning to me. I'd be like, yo, like I'm kind of confused as well as intimidated right now.
Got
like
it,
you're screaming the lyrics.
Okay, I also feel like girls are starting to like discover and use TikTok.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny. I don't know.
If you can put yourself out there like that, as well as just, like, be funny or, like, be creative with it, I think it's super, like, super cool. So I'm just, like, I don't know, like, I think passion is super cool with girls.
Yeah,
and everything.
I agree. I love that, too. I actually follow a few of them, and I think they're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
What song are you putting on a first date? Like, what are you putting on, like, right before you pick them up so that it, like, is playing as you're, like, driving off with the girl?
Is this, like... Like, very first date? Like, you're trying to get a demo in game?
Very first date.
Yeah. Very first date.
Probably some Post or Khalid.
I think Khalid's a good move.
Still.
Yeah.
Khalid. I think
Free
Khalid...
Spirit album or what? Like, what song?
We're going, like, 18.
Or a little Ed Sheeran.
That'd be... It'll be a sing-along song, but a sad song by Ed Sheeran. I'm throwing a good Train.
A-Team Ed Sheeran.
Train? I'd throw Train
on there. Oh, that's cute.
Like, you know...
Okay.
Like, Hey Soul Sister's always a vibe, in my opinion.
I'm never playing. That just reminds me of Jager's, like, bonfire.
So true.
Sorry, Jager.
I'm Yours Radio.
Yeah. You always would be playing
that's Jager's.
That.
That's the Jager's. Oh, and then last thing, thoughts on mass snaps. Like, how often do you get a mass snap from a girl?
Often. I feel like sometimes. Like, you never know, but you get a vibe that, like, it's like, this could be
a obvious?
Snap. Well, it's like if they don't really say, it has nothing to do with what you were just talking about previously, or it's like something random, you know it's a mass snap in my opinion. If it's like something like anyone could relate to or like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like it could easily be mass snap. I don't necessarily know. I feel like it,
do they, like, is it annoying to you when people send mass snaps? Like, are you like, just don't send me it?
I think it just depends on like the mass snap though. If it's funny, then it's like, okay, I understand why you mass snapped it, but it's like a selfie like... with a dog, like saying like, oh my god, blah, 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 something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not very interested.
No.
Okay, let's roll into the polls. Which poll are you most excited for to hear some results?
Oh, what's it called?
I like the jealous one.
The jealous one?
Yeah.
I'm kind of just see the, if a guy can be too nice.
Okay, now let's be honest, fellas. Are we looking to see if a certain someone is voting in these?
For sure.
I mean, always.
Do you guys want to answer the ones that I put up previously that day?
Yeah, let's
do it. Because
a guy
friend of mine gave me some, so, like, they're kind of interesting, too. All
right.
Okay, one. What do you use to wash your body? A bar of soap or body wash?
Body wash.
Got it. I agree. 84% said body wash. Girls, do you like chest hair? What do you think?
Do girls like chest hair?
Yeah.
I'd say no.
I don't think so. Like a lot of chest hair? We were talking
like if they're like full chest.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
So. I don't know.
Okay, 26% said yes, 74% said no. Yeah, I think that like it depends on the person.
Yeah. They can pull it off or not?
Yeah.
Like if you they wear like a button
yeah.
up.
Yeah, it's like either they can rock it like, or they don't. Do you think girls like beards?
I don't think they like full on beards. At least the girls that like the college girls like that wear around. I don't think they like full on beards.
Well, yeah. Nobody really has a big beard.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't personally like a huge beard. Which 52% said no. 48% said yes. But I said, do you like facial hair, so scruff? And that's 61% said yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's way different than a full-ass, like, beard. What are your thoughts on guys betting on sports?
I think it's okay.
I mean, as long as it's in a reasonable amount.
Yeah, a reasonable amount. Like,
if you're throwing $100 on games, that's a little, like,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
If you're, like, if you're down a lot of money at one point, and you're thinking, like, I can win it back, that's when you just need to stop.
Yeah.
Got it. I actually don't care at all. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, because you're focused in on it.
Because I think it's funny that they're, like, so into the game. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Only 20% said it's unattractive. 80% said they don't care.
I don't think girls care.
I don't get it. Girls care. Almost becomes a problem.
Is a guy more attractive because he likes sports?
I'd say... From a girl's perspective?
Yeah. From a girl's perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you? Like, what about guys?
Yeah, these are all girl perspectives, though. I'd say, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, if it matters if
an
the girl's
athletic guy.
The athletic guy.
I think for sure. Like if they don't know more about sports than I do, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Like, it's a deal breaker for me. So 52% said yes.
Only what? Wow.
Yeah. Do you call guys daddy if they're hot? Do you think girls do that?
Yeah. I've heard girls say that.
Like, but, like, not to the guy.
Damn, he's a dad.
But if they're talking to their friends. Yeah. To their friends, they're talking.
I agree. Only 21% said yes, but I think they're either boring or they're lying.
Yeah, they're lying for sure.
Yeah. I feel like it's funny when I'm goofing around with my friends. Yeah. Like, dude, he's a daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think they would ever call a dude daddy.
No, I would never straight up be like, daddy.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's just weird.
Is it hot when girls are into sports?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, if I'm watching a game and she's like, oh, come on, you gotta hit that post route. I'm like, dang, my girl knows sports.
That's a lot. But if we're talking and she's like, I'm like, I'm watching the game.
Yo, that play was so good.
Yeah, if I'm watching the game on Sundays, like, NFL game, she's asking, like, oh, how's the Colts doing?
Okay.
Are they making the playoffs this
year? I feel like that's way more fair. People are not going to
I know. I think it's more like if she's into, like, the game. If she's, like, passionate. But, like, if she's, like, an IU football game, she, like, doesn't really care. But, like, if they score a touchdown and she's hype.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
70% said yes, it's hot.
Yeah. Post route.
I was like, there's no way she'll know what a post route is.
Bruh.
I respect it if she does.
If they like you, does it impress you when a girl knows, like, a lot about sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What's something everyone should know versus what's something that's impressive?
Like, you should know, like, what a three-pointer is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be impressive if she's like, 3 seconds in the lane. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you should just know, like, the basic rules of every sport.
What about, like, a charge?
I think that's 50-50.
That's 50-50. If she asked me, like, what happened there, yeah, I wouldn't be like, you don't know what happened.
Yeah, okay.
But if she asked me, like, what happened, then it's like, oh, you're interested. You actually want to, like, understand.
What if she, like, she accidentally said, like, free throw for, like, a layup?
It's kind of tough.
If it happened once, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll explain to you, cute, like, whatever.
Like, if she's shooting a free throw, she's like, come on, make these layups. I'm like,
that is tough. That is tough.
You gotta know that.
I'm crying.
Come on, your dad gotta teach you better than that.
If they like you, you'll know. If they don't like you, you'll be confused, true or false.
For sure. I think it's true. I voted true on that poll. Because think about it. If she's sending you signs, like, she's wanting to hang out with you, or she's like...
That's true,
you text and
it's
snap...
It's so true. I think
if you text
true.
And snap, that's real, in my opinion.
That's true.
At the same time, two different conversations going on.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just, like...
It's true.
That's easy.
But 68% said true.
I'll take that.
Do you care when guys gamble? Do you think that girls care?
Ooh, probably not. It's just depending on...
How much? Yeah. Again, like, if it's a problem.
51% said yes, they care about gambling.
Girls do?
Yeah.
About guys gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's starting your polls. Does your guy have to have good style? Yes or no? What do you think?
I think he does.
I think he
does. Definitely.
Absolutely for me. 73% said yes.
Okay.
27% said no. Are you attracted to money?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like...
I think it's different for it in college. Like... we don't really make our own money, so you can't really judge people on their money because it's all like based off their parents. But I think like out of college, like if you're 27, like why would you not be attracted to a girl? Like if she's killing the game and she's making money, why would you not be attracted to that?
She's like a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is like, attractive.
Yeah.
She's doing her own thing. She's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely attractive.
But like at our stage in our life, you can't really judge because nobody's making serious money.
Got it. In
college.
I remembered a question I was going to ask you earlier. What's like a hot or a major like that a girl is majoring in that you find really attractive?
I think the Kelly girls.
The Kelly girls? The business boys? Girls, I mean, the business girls.
The business boys?
No, yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not even in Kelly, like, business school. So, like, when I see a girl in a business professional suit, I think it's kind of attractive. Like, she has some power.
She's a boss,
but also,
dude.
Like, that's attractive. I think, honestly, like, elementary school, like, ed, like, girls, because they're caring. You know, that's what I get from it. Like, you're, like kids. You can handle kids. You're a patient, probably.
Yeah.
Charismatic.
I like the nurses.
No, and that's the same thing with nurses, too.
Like the
nurses. Walk around with scrubs.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. 62% said they're not attracted to money and they're lying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even necessarily bad. I think it's like natural.
I think it's, yeah. I think it's just like, yeah, everyone's obviously
Everybody,
attracted
you want more
to money.
Yeah.
Okay, 38% said yes, which, like, glad we have some real ones. Do you like a romantic? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, if we can watch some rom-coms together, I'm in.
Is that your version of romance?
Yeah, that as well as like she's not gonna dates. she's like if I bring her roses or flowers.
What's a romantic date?
I think I'm taking you out to dinner and then afterwards we can go like
some ice cream.
Go get some ice cream.
Where to dinner?
Malibu
Grill, like something somewhere nice.
And then ice cream where?
Hartzell's because it's just down the street.
I think I'm pulling like a chocolate mousse.
Really?
Yeah. And then we take those. We don't eat it there. We take it to the lake.
Or we take the ice cream. Is it gonna melt?
No. But like it matters where we get the ice cream. Like Brewster. Say I didn't go to Brewster's. And we grab off the causeway. You know what I'm saying?
Cute.
Or even just like I could even say a romantic day would be like if it's a really nice day out. It's like what are you doing? She comes up and you start playing music. Windows down. Drive through to the lake or something.
You love
and just
the windows down. Drive.
Windows down. Drive. And like playing blasting music. It's just like, It's a good time.
Women's different.
Women's different
in the fall.
No, there's no. But Khalid would be. Like, no, but I'm trying to say, like, I think it'd be fun.
See, I feel like I would low key play Intro by Khalid. I love that song.
See, I don't really like I don't like the lake dates.
What do you want? Okay, so what's your?
I like having fun, like doing something fun, active.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
Going to a basketball game, football game, like something
you do
happening.
Love it, yeah.
I'm the exact same.
Going to play putt. Something where it's, like, not too awkward. Like, because if I'm just sitting at the lake, it's just like, all right.
See, for me, if a guy were to take me golfing, I'd be like, hell yeah, because I'm, like, low-key decent at golfing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I can show him up right now, right? And I, like, don't say anything.
I feel like with dates, in my opinion, I'm just into, like,
but like
getting to know them, talking to them, holding a conversation.
You're definitely better at, like, talking to girls, so...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're better
that's your
at carrying a
that's
conversation. Phil's better at like commentating on
a
date.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
it's
like, you gotta go to your environment.
Exactly. And also, like, it's nice to, like, say it doesn't go well, like, she can't carry a conversation and stuff like that. Then it's like, oh, ding, ding, ding. Like, I just don't like this.
Yeah, but then if, like, you're doing something fun and, like, you're not into her, you could just be like, all right, let me get a good round of putt in.
Okay, 93% said they like a romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Are you attracted to someone who is a brand whore?
Probably, like, if they're wearing the same brand every day.
Someone that's just, like...
Likes clout.
Like, in my head, like, a brand whore is someone that, like, only wears Gucci or only wears, like, brands. Like, they're
high-end.
Very, like... Well, not necessarily. It's just, like, they, like, think flexing is, like, the brand that they're wearing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus, like, I think being a brand whore and having good style is a lot different.
I would say there's a fine line because it's, like, if you can find...
They
really
think that having a brand on you is good style.
Yeah,
you know
see, I'm
mean?
Not attracted to that.
Nah. I think you could have sick style with, like, a $50 outfit if you just make it cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't care where it's
from. I agree.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, a little Gucci purse, I'm like, all right, that's kind of sick.
Gucci belt? Like,
yeah,
say it's
yeah,
like,
Gucci belt's sick.
Yeah.
On a girl or something.
What kind of, what's your favorite, like, designer you like girls to wear?
Gucci?
Yeah, Gucci.
I like Balenciaga.
You do?
The shoes?
Yeah, or like a purse, Balenciaga purse.
I think girls wear the off-white belts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love an off-white belt.
But I feel like belts are pretty easy for girls to like...
Rock
on an outfit. Because we don't really see girls rocking like LA drip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking when I say that?
Yeah.
It's mostly like Gucci belts, off-white.
Girls don't wear, unless you're going to the bars, which will be soon for you, but like girls don't wear their purse to the party.
To the parties. Yeah, exactly. True.
Right? But do you notice when a girl has a designer purse?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Or
really?
Belt. Yeah. Or like if she's rocking Canada Goose jackets.
Okay.
Canada Goose is a big one.
Yeah, right? Canada Goose is like when it comes to jackets, like wintertime. Yeah, so she's rocking, it's like, all right, take it easy. Bye.
I don't really know. I'm not really like, if she's like Canada Goose, I'm like, dang. Like,
no.
So much hotter.
No,
like,
yeah.
She got Canada. She got money.
Got it. Okay. You're not like, oh, I gotta do
it. Yeah, exactly. It's not like a.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, see, for me, it's really interesting what, like, I would think about a guy wearing... Ask me some questions about...
Like, if a guy had, like, a Gucci belt. I think that's fun. Like...
A Gucci belt? I would probably be like, it just... I don't really care.
Yeah.
I guess it's all about how they wear it. Like, if they have a horrible outfit and they're wearing a Gucci belt, I'd be like, bro, no.
Yeah, it's like you're rocking the Gucci belt with
but
some Hollister
like,
jeans. It's
like, if a guy's wearing a Gucci belt and, like, I can barely even notice because his, like, outfit's so, like, dope, then, like, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's a subtle. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like the subtle flex.
I like the subtle flex.
Yeah,
for
sure.
What about, like, the slides? Do you like the slides for guys?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
but I'm not like, damn, like, I need the date.
Yeah, for exactly.
Sure. You know?
But it's more of a respect thing.
Like, in my head, like, Adidas slides, like, you can rock Adidas slides and, like, Gucci slides the exact same way.
Yeah, I feel.
I know. It's just all about how the whole outfit
comes together.
Yeah. Okay, so 88% said they're not attracted to someone who's a brand whore.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
What's more important, confidence or intelligence? I think this is a great question.
We're thinking about girls.
We're talking about girls. Okay. So if I came up,
I'd say confidence.
I say confidence.
Because
if you're not confident,
too.
You're not.
What about? What do you think for you? What's more important?
Confidence.
I feel like confidence.
I love a
confidence
girl.
Yeah, I can have regular smarts, I guess, or regular intelligence. But if I'm like speaking with confidence, like you believe me more.
Yeah.
Rather than me list file facts to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're talking about 24.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Like,
got it. 54% said confidence.
Yeah.
But that means 46% said intelligence.
It just gives. I guess it depends on scenario. If I'm talking, I go up to a girl at a party and I'm confident, like just like myself. And, like I'd rather have that than like come off as smart.
Yeah. Do you like a guy who is goofy or smooth? What about for girls? What do you like? Someone who's goofy or smooth.
I kind of like the goofy.
I like goofy.
Like fun.
Because she's like she has a personality. Yeah, yeah. I can talk to her for a little bit.
Got
she's
it.
Not a bot.
Yeah.
See, and what do you think girls like for guys?
I think they probably like smooth at first. A little bit both. But like if we had to go off those like two answers, I feel like they like smooth at first. But then if you smooth the whole time, I feel like you can get boring.
Yeah.
Right? Like you just need
to okay, I would vote in this goofy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like I think 80% needs to be goofy, 20% needs to be smooth.
Yeah, you gotta have a little
game. Like I feel like that's a perfect percentage
for sure.
Breakup. Okay, 81% said goofy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
That makes sense.
Is there such a thing as a guy just being too nice?
Yes.
No,
If it's creepy,
like what's too nice though? It depends on like I don't know if you're just like
okay. I'll give you an example.
I love it.
I have like girlfriends, for instance, when a guy they're not into, is texting them, and the girl still responds, and she's like, "Well, I just feel bad, whatever." I'm like, "No, don't respond." You don't like him, like you don't have to just be nice.
Yeah, because if you're too nice, you can definitely lead people on.
Yeah.
So I'm like I have friends that actually do that. They're like, "Well, I'm just trying to be nice." I'm like, "No, that's not being nice."
Yeah.
You're giving them
that's true.
And I'm like, I'm either like you're lying because you want to talk to them, or I'm like, if I don't like someone, like I'm not gonna talk to them.
Exactly.
That's true.
Like I maybe reply the first three texts, but after that, I'm like, we're not having full blown conversation about what's going on tonight.
That's true.
So I think when a guy is just like too nice, like. I mean, there's a difference between, like, my guy that's friend that's just, like, nice as hell versus, like, just a guy, like, being just way too nice.
Yeah,
like that I'm into.
Okay.
Like, a person that I'm into, if they're just way too nice, I'm like, I gotta banter a little, bro. 69% said yeah.
Yep.
There is. That makes sense. I should probably.
What about girls? Do you think there's such a thing as a girl being just way too nice?
I don't think I've ever. There probably is, but like I've never met one that was like, I was like, whoa, you're just way too nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like when I think of a girl that's way too nice, it's just someone that has no full character. Yeah. Like they're just like,
she's just trying
like
to
all I, like
around.
When I describe, yeah. They're like, oh, who's that? I'm like, she's just really nice. Like, you, like
yeah,
what do you
true.
Say?
Yeah, exactly.
Not like, oh, she's so sick. Like, yeah, she's dope. Like, she's
yeah,
awesome.
It's true. Like, she's
I like,
you
I like a girl with a little attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we'll call you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. For sure.
Agreed. 69% said yes, 31% said no. What do you prefer, an old soul or someone who is trendy / in the know?
I think it, old, like this is like from the other take because I feel like a lot of people say in the know, like in the know, right? Old soul's cute, like it's like different.
So what is your definition of old soul? Because you came up with this.
Yeah, I just think like, you know, she's not necessarily, she's kind of like naive to the trends necessarily, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, so you think if they have an old soul, they're just like, they don't know what's going on.
Well, that is mixed with like, they're just into old things, vintage things, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
They kind of like old movies, old music. I think like that's interesting. Like,
so,
it's different.
But you think they're like ignorant to what's like trendy and
hot. A little bit sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
You know
see,
what
when I think old soul, I think, okay, maybe I think that too. But when I initially thought old soul, I was like, oh, they just appreciate like older things or like they have like an older taste.
Yeah. I think it's a mixture of both.
A mixture of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
what about you, Phil?
I don't really care. Yeah. If they're throwing on some throwbacks, like some Jackson 5, I think that's attractive.
Yeah, exactly. But like it's interesting, like I'd talk to them like why they like that stuff. And like if they're passionate about it, then that's attractive.
Got it. Okay. Hot take. Is it unattractive when they don't know what's trendy / in the know? Like if you're like saying
kinda.
Some terms
yeah.
And they're like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Or just like, what?
Like if you're like, oh, I'm just trying to gas you up, girl. And she's like, what?
Yeah. You just do weird. The slangs and stuff. And you're like, this is kind of tough.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I would rather have someone who's trendy / in the know.
Yeah.
But I kind of have like an old soul in the sense, in the definition that like I love oldies music.
Yeah.
Like my favorite song is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I mean? So like stuff like that. But as far as like,
not knowing. But.
Yeah. Like I feel like if someone like doesn't know like certain obvious terms or stuff, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm like, you can't hang. 45% said trendy in the know. 55% said old soul.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. Does paying, which I could also see girls taking that as like treating a girl like how guys did in the olden days or something.
Yeah.
I could see some girls saying that. Okay. Does paying for a girl mean it's a date?
If it's one-on-one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like if it's like your first, like one of the first times hanging out.
I've taken like,
sure.
I've hung out with a girl for something and I've just paid for it before. Just because like, I don't know, like my. Like,
were you into her?
No. I just like, it's like she's my friend, and as well as I don't want her paying for, I don't know, like my dad
see,
has
that's
always
that's
told
like
me.
That's like the too nice thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just my dad's always told me like a girl shouldn't like, that's just how I was raised.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, a girl should never pay for herself. And
got it.
So, I'm just
so you're saying every time you're out with a girl,
so I need to, what you're saying is I need to go eat with you.
Yeah. I mean, I pay for you. No, but like, no, unnecessarily like, I mean, yeah, it could not come off as too nice, but just like how my dad like, just like.
Raise,
yeah.
I think that's fair. So does paying for someone mean that it's a date?
I'd say so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's more than friends,
yeah.
Which, aka,
yeah.
Probably date.
If there's, like, three guys and three girls, and you're like, hey, I got you, that's, like,
oh, yeah, okay. I can see that situation.
Like,
okay.
That's your girl.
Question. Let's say you're friends. Like, you're friends growing up, right?
Yeah.
And, like, because I have this happen to me,
yeah.
Right? Okay, let's say I'm friends with someone, and they're visiting in LA for the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, have a work thing, they're visiting someone, they have a wedding, whatever it is. And we go out to eat, because we're like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in forever. If they pay for me, does that mean they're being friendly?
I think that's friendly.
That's friendly.
Okay, I think that's friendly,
if you've been, if you definitely know your friends, then... Like you can tell if you're just friends.
Yeah, okay, that's a good thing to put in there then too. If we both know that we're both comfortable enough to be like friends,
yeah.
And I pay for you, then it's like,
got
and you're
it.
Visiting. That's
yeah,
like,
visiting
yeah.
Is a big part of that.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like if someone visits me and we go out to eat, like I'll buy their thing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or whatever, just because I'm being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
46% said yes. That means it's a date. 54% said no. So Val,
I'm just saying, this should be nice.
Do you wait for someone to double text / snap you to see if they're actually into you?
I've never done that.
No. And I also think that's just, like, tough. Like, I don't know. I would never, like, test a
yeah.
girl whether or not by that.
Got
that
it.
Way. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
I think it's a little... Like, if a guy did it, it's a little petty. If a girl did it, then it's like, I'm confused. I'm never going to double snap that girl, though. Just because, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's say you wanted to go and text someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the last text.
Yeah.
Like, does that, are you like, oh, I'm out, I can't text
yeah,
again?
Yeah.
Really?
It depends how we left off. How long ago?
Yeah.
Because if it was like a week ago and it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Me if saying
it's
something.
The same day.
But if it's like me saying, like, hey, you want to get food or like
you're
something
out.
Like that, like, I'm out. Like, obviously she doesn't.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
I can take a hint.
I feel like I don't do this purposely at all. But I will notice if I didn't text back and then they double text me, I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, huh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay. I don't have the confidence.
Talk to me now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't overthink it, I don't mm-hmm. think. Do you wait oh, for okay, someone yeah, to yeah. double text / snap and 72%
said
no?
I said no.
But that means 28%
yeah.
said yes.
I mean, that's still a lot of people, girls and guys texting.
Yeah. If they double text / snap / DM you, they're into you.
No.
True or false?
I'd say false.
False. Right? I mean, like, yeah. there's some situations, though, where it could lead.
70% said false.
It, again, just depends on the person. Like, if you've known the person for, like, years, like,
yeah.
double
yeah.
text, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's a girl like, you just start talking yeah. to, then it's like, wow, yeah, she's like, interested. She that's how, that's what I'm getting.
Got it. Okay. 30% said true. 70% said false.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you snap to have a convo with someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like...
I think it's definitely more casual yeah. at our age.
I think it's dumb that... Some conversations you like, not even conversations, some like people you snap are just your face back and forth. I just like, I think,
yeah.
like, yeah, it may be kind of weird. Just
I agree. I have no like desire to do that. I'm just like, I don't care.
But like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, just look at my Insta story. Literally. You know
true,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if
no,
you don't
definitely.
Know what I'm doing, just look at my Insta story. I would say, do you snap to have convo with someone? That's the only reason why I would snap
yeah.
someone.
Yeah.
To have a convo. If someone's like, oh, I saw this, or like, and thought of you, or like, I don't know why someone will snap me.
Mm-hmm. But if you get like things done, you're texting. Like,
yeah,
what time
true.
Are we meeting tonight?
Yes.
You're texting
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, 59% said yes. 41% said no.
Damn. Wow, 41, that's pretty big.
Wait, question, are all plans made via text?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Like, if you're just snapping a girl, like, hey, you want to get some food?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if it's like, maybe it's long term. Like, if I'm talking about like, planning something, you
got
know what
it.
I'm saying?
Got
then it's
it.
Like, I text her, so it's like there.
Have you ever had a moment when like someone says something via either snap or text and you're like, why didn't they? Like, if someone texted you something
mm-hmm.
and it was like super cash, have you ever been like, why didn't they just snap me this?
Yeah, kind of.
Or if like, someone sent you super serious verse on like snap and you're like, why didn't they text me this?
Yeah, like other way around. I'd never text
like, it's
a snap
like,
or snap a text.
Okay, I sense. Agree. Almost snap text. I'm like, why aren't they texting me this? So I feel like it's like snap and texting etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's like, after the snap goes, you away. I got to keep
yeah, it goes
logs.
Away. Like, it was like information.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I want to speak. Got it. Okay, yeah. 59% said yes. Do you snap to have a convo with someone? 41% said no. Do you snap people without context or words?
I mean,
photos.
Photos.
Sometimes.
Like, sometimes, but like, I just think. Like, I'd rather have a conversation. Like, I've, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the only time I do that is in our group, Phil.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we just send
yeah.
stuff without context.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
it's fun.
You know what I mean?
In a group, it's fun.
In a group, it's like, send without context. That's hilarious. Like,
yeah.
let's not have a conversation here.
Yeah.
I think one-on-one, I'm like, I have too much shit I gotta do.
Yeah, we're
like,
about I'm other not, things. Just to snap a picture of myself.
Yeah, I'm just like, look at my Insta story. Okay, 65% said yes, they snap people without context.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, but I don't think necessarily they like it. I think
I agree.
It's just so easy for them to take out their phone, take a picture of themselves real quick
yeah.
and snap off. You know what I'm saying?
Or you know what snap I'm never replying to is like literally like of what you're doing, but not your face. So it's like,
she's in the kitchen.
Let's say you're out shopping. Yeah, let's say you're out shopping and they like take a photo of like the store they're about
so
to go
true.
Into. That's so Philip. Like, I'm not replying to that. Like, no context, no
yeah.
words.
What does it say?
But what if you're at like a football game and you like, send a picture of the field. Like, you're just showing where you are.
See, I still want a caption that's
like,
hey, let's
like,
go.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying, like, Hoosiers by a million. If you, so you have
then
to
I would respond.
Okay,
I would
okay.
respond. But if you just put, like, just
yeah,
the field,
that's
like, I'm
weird.
Not responding.
And make you ask a question, like, oh, you had a... Make me sound dumb, like, oh, are you at a football game?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, 65% said they snap without context or words. Okay, do you always have a crush?
Nah.
No, you don't always have a crush, but you definitely, like, if you have
thinking
someone,
about
you're
someone.
Thinking about somebody, right?
But, like, I feel like for us, like, there's so many girls that, like, one weekend it could be like, yo, who was I talking to? That girl last night.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next
week. So you think it changes a lot?
Yeah.
All the time.
How often?
Could depends. I mean, if you have, like, a serious crush.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You stay. Always. But, like, we have a thing where it's like you meet a girl for the first time, like at a party or something. You wake up the next day and you're like, damn, guys, I'm in love with you guys.
I know, you guys say that.
We say that all the time.
I fell in love last night. Well, you're obviously not in love.
You're actually in love, but
you guys all say that.
You like the idea of like.
Yeah, like she was so cool. Like the first impression.
Like Phil would be like, I'm in love with blah, 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 and drop down into 20 push ups. I'm like, relax. You are not in love.
And it's like, we go to each other's room, just like, guys, I think I'm in love.
Yeah.
And like, no way, who? And you're like, blah, blah, blah.
So that means just like I got a little crush on.
Yeah, like
okay, what?
Like I was into her last night.
And for the week, you're for the week of school that you're doing, you're not seeing her at all.
Yeah,
you're thinking like, I just wish I was with her.
Then the next week, and like another girl comes.
Would someone ever say like I'm in love if they're actually in love with someone?
They tell the boys.
Like, but I actually like this girl.
Yeah, I actually like this girl.
Okay. You don't say guys, I'm
like,
in love
with her. No, you'd be like, guys, I'm actually really into this girl.
Okay, got it. That's when you know, like, okay, I gotta back off.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, like, this is real.
Yeah.
Copy. How often does that happen?
Like, I actually like this girl? Yeah. I wouldn't say that often.
Not that often. Not necessarily right now.
And is this something that's, like, said in person?
Yeah.
This isn't, like, a texting, like, guys, I actually like this girl.
No, this is, like, when we're all with the boys.
Yeah,
we're all chilling out. And then, like, say, like, you're into her and she's, like, on your mind. You're just, like, you're saying out loud, like, boys, like, I just can't get this girl out of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, see, with girls, we're like, girls, I can't get this guy out of my head. Okay, do you always have a crush? I would say no.
I'd say no.
I'd say no, too.
Yeah. 76, I think it gets even, like, more no when you're older.
Yeah, it's like you have so many responsibilities.
Because, like, in, like, high school and college, I feel like every weekend I had a new crush.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it changes so often, but I feel like when you're older, it's like, it's you don't have a crush as much.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's just a steady one.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, 76% said no.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
24% said yes. Have you had a winter break crush?
No.
Like someone you're snapping a lot over winter break.
Summer break? Summer though. A summertime loving?
A summer fling?
Summer fling?
I've never had any of those.
I've had one. I I don't know. Like it's like you're back at home.
See, I feel like
summer and you're not doing anything.
Got it. I feel like when I used to come home, like winter break, I would game. Like that was my time. Like I was like, okay, I'm coming home.
TK's back in action.
I've got 2.5 weeks to game someone. Like
TK about to act. Oh.
That's when you start like texting or snapping it on Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, all right, see you.
You're
like,
setting up.
You're weeks.
TK setting yourself in the ooh.
I'm like, I'm throwing up my woe, and I'm like, listen. See you in 2.5 weeks, buddy, at the freaking Crossroads Classic.
So she has to be from Bloomington, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not necessarily.
Unless you say Indy.
Indy, yeah.
But like, for me, I know I'm going back to LA. It's like just a winter break.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay. When you send a snap memory to someone, what is your intention? Do you want to chat / rekindle something? Or is it just random and it's not that deep?
For me, it's random.
Random, not that deep. But
unless
like,
it's like...
If the memory is like...
Your ex and it's like... You're cuddling and you're like, miss this. If a girl sent me this, I'd be like, whoa.
Or just weird. A good time. If you're,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
What about just like a selfie of you and like a girl and she sends you it?
See, now I'm confused. Because it's like, all right, that was a good time.
I think I'm thinking like, oh, that's funny. Like, that was a good memory.
Like, just a selfie?
Yeah. Like, are we just saying like, what's the selfie?
Like, say it's like... New Year's Eve, you guys took a selfie with each other or something like that.
Y'all
dressed up and like the selfie's like you guys really close to each other.
Yeah.
And she sent it to
and
you the next
like,
year. Yeah. Then it's like
I'm
then
still like no.
I'm still kind of confused.
Yeah, I'm just like what? I'm not gonna lie. What do I respond?
Because I easily could have done it without that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
well,
if it's a video that's super funny.
Like if it's like someone like a drunk video of them, like I'm like, oh that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. That makes
but
sense.
Like if you're sending a selfie, I'm like, where are we going with this?
Exactly. I'm confused. Are you into me?
See, I'm confused.
Were you trying to run it back?
That's what did to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you want me to say? I think I was like, hey, what do you want me to say? What about like a guy? Like do you send when either you have a selfie with a girl on your Insta snap memories, do you send her the selfie you took?
I don't think I do.
If I know,
like it's just a friend, like I'll send it to
yeah.
Like, oh, this is funny, look at us.
Yeah.
But like, not like if a serious like a girl, selfie. Like, you don't really talk to, like, maybe you've had kind of a history.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, I'm not.
Yeah. It has to be, like, a funny photo.
But I'm so not if they. Okay, if you've had kind of a history and you send the thing, what does that mean?
Exactly. That's where it's crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, for me, I am not sending anyone a snap unless it's funny as hell.
Yeah, like if it's a selfie, that's a big thing.
Unless it's funny as hell, or I'm trying to game you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like I'm only like if it I don't have any excuse to text you, I'm sending you a snap.
Just get something started. That's a good way to start a conversation.
I like start sending snap memories from 3 years ago to the guy I like now. 28% said to chat and rekindle. 72% said not the deep.
Yeah. Not that deep.
If a person you like makes you jealous, does it help their chances or make them worse?
This is also another one that I was like interested to see. I think it does. Personally, I think if like, say I was like kind of a thing with a girl or just talking to a girl and like she takes another dude to a day party or something, yeah, or something like that, then I'm like, damn, why not me? Like I was like, or I'm like,
okay, so does that, oh, I could have done does that else. Make you be like, all right, I'm out? Or does that mean like, dang, I'm jealous. Like, I need to.
No,
like,
I'm jealous. Like, I gotta step it up.
Yeah.
For me, it's like you want what you can't have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the girl that's taking. You're like, damn, I wish I was that was me.
Yeah, it's like, why isn't that me? Yeah. What I gotta do is set my game up.
What do you do to make someone jealous?
I don't really do that on purpose.
Yeah, I don't do it on purpose. Well, I don't personally do it, but like, I'm sure the girl as well doesn't mean to do it either.
I mean, this is the classic, like, if they break up, like, they'll send a snap at a party with, put a story with another guy.
To make someone jealous. Well, 20% said it helps. 80% said it doesn't help to make someone jealous.
Damn, so they're out?
Yeah. Well, they're probably thinking, like, on purpose.
See, for me, if I was talking to a guy.
Yeah.
And he took, like, talking, texting, like, we're doing the whole shebang. We've been on a few dates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different then.
Okay, then what? Okay, what about no dates? What about no dates?
Yeah.
No dates, we're talking, texting.
Casual, like, happen.
I'm thinking, like, you guys could game each other.
And then, wait, like, it could be not. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And they take someone else to a date party. Yeah. Like, for me, I'm out, I think.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm like, clearly they're not into me.
See, I think I'm fighting a little bit. Yeah. Like, it's like obviously the conversation, it's not like we're having bad conversations and he's
for me, I'm like, if he would have liked me, he would have took.
I think I would have, I'd take a little step back, but it makes me like the girl more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I kind of feel that too. Do guys like the chase?
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. And 62% said yes.
Yeah.
So if I like a guy more than he likes me, right? Or as far as I know.
Yeah.
Should I consider like not acting like I like him as much as I actually do because, like, guys like a chase. Like, do I need to play that
game?
No,
I think you gotta shoot your shot as a girl.
Yeah. I think we just like the chase. But if she plays hard to get, then it's like, I don't think we like, oh, she's playing hard to get, I got a gamer. You know what I'm saying? It's more the fact that, like, say she somehow just plays hard to get and you finally, like, get a snapper to have a conversation with her or become, like, casually snapping back and forth, you're like, all right, yeah. Like,
what advice would you give a girl that likes a guy and she doesn't know if he likes her back? Like, what should a girl do? Just straight up be like, listen, I like you.
No. Yeah, but if you don't know if the guy likes you or he's not giving you signs, then definitely play just a little bit hard to get.
I think it makes sense.
I'd say, like, give him a little attention.
Like, let him chase you.
Yeah.
Just, like,
put your foot in the water.
Yeah, put your foot in the water,
test the water
run away.
A little bit, see what happens. Yeah.
Put your toe in and run away. Okay. Do you guys like the chase? 62% said yes.
Yeah.
Do girls like the chase?
I don't think they like chasing at all.
They want to be chased.
I love getting chased.
Yeah.
46% said yes, they do. 54% said they don't like being, they don't like chasing.
That's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
It's closer than I expected.
I think there is something special just about anything in life, like, that you have to work a little bit to get.
Exactly. Yeah.
It just makes it more
rewarding.
Yeah, exactly.
As a girl, would you rather be chased or chase someone?
Chased. I think the girls would say that.
91% said rather be chased.
Yeah.
And I would agree with them. If a guy talks to you about another girl, does that mean you're automatically in the friend zone?
I say no.
It's hard. Because, like, if you're using it as a tactic, like, say I was, like, talking to a girl and I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this other girl to her.
To make her jealous?
Not necessarily make her jealous. Yeah, a little bit, I guess. Yeah, right? That's a tactic you're using. Then, like, yeah. But, like, I feel like all the girls I talk to, if it's about a girl, then, like, they're just my really good friends. That's a girl.
Yeah. I think it's all
serious. Like, if you're seriously like a girl, then all right, she's obviously in the friend zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's all very relative to who the person is, right? But I do think at the end of the day, if someone's talking to me, okay, it's obviously an intimate conversation because they're like telling you about their feelings about someone. So they obviously trust you in a way they don't trust everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like if they're talking to you about another girl, I do not think that that means you're out of the picture because they feel comfortable with you.
Because if that's true, if it's serious, like...
They feel comfortable with you.
Because if you, like, low-key like a girl, go up to her and you're like, this other girl, what's she into? Like, who's she?
Yeah.
And then the other girl's like, ugh. And if she says, like, oh, she sucks, you don't want to go for her, you're like, oh, she's talking bad about
her.
Yeah,
exactly,
so, like,
for a reason.
She doesn't want you to go for her.
Yeah.
But, like, what would you prefer as a girl if a guy comes to me and is, like, talking to me about a girl, and I think maybe we could have a chance. Like, as a girl, should I either be jealous or should I be like, oh, yeah, she's nice?
I think you should be, oh, yeah, she's nice because I don't think guys
do that. If a girl is like, if she's like, oh, go for her, go get her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's like, then she's out on you.
Yeah, then she's out on you.
But if she's like trying to...
I think the best way, the best response you can give, if whether a girl's coming up to a guy and like talking about another dude to him and they think they have a chance, or vice versa. Yeah. If a guy's coming to me and he's talking to me about a girl, I think the best thing to do is be like, yeah, she's such a great girl. Like,
yeah.
You should try.
Yeah.
But not...
A happy medium between the two.
But not be like, oh yeah, go get some of my baby.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's what I'm going to say.
Just play it chill.
If it's in the friend zone, I'm like, yeah, go get it, baby. Like, you know, a girl was like, oh, I'm so high for you. Like, that's how I'm acting versus like, oh yeah, she's nice.
Yeah,
if it's definitely like a friend that I'd never like want to date, I'd be like, yeah, go, like, he's sick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's a good guy.
I'd be like, hell yeah. So if a guy talks to you about another girl, does that mean you're automatically in the friend zone? 51% said yes, but that was 49% said no.
Yeah.
It's definitely the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy posts a pic of himself not playing a sport, is that weird?
Bro, I think that's, like, if he's, like, trying to pose in front of, like, a background, it's like, bro, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if he's trying to get a little art, I don't know. I'm just out on, like, the dudes being...
Yeah, I think that's weird as hell. I think it's all relative. Like, if you're, like, at your favorite sports game...
Yeah, that's fine.
Photo,
yeah.
Like, that's fine. But...
Or if, like, you're giving, like, a speech and you're, like, had a great time, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, my best, the best...
Like,
giving a speech at Riley Dance, Arizona, Indiana University.
Okay, relax. That wasn't my first picture. No, but, like, another thing is, like, the sports pick was a good, like... comparison.
But like in high school, you're gonna like if you're shooting a jumper.
No, but like I'm talking about now, like, you know, like what if you're, you know, part of a band, you play a gig and just you on stage.
That's fine.
I think
it's
if
you're doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're just like
if you're out here like
in a suit and you're like doing the John Lennon, like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I had a background. You're on vacation, no family pic, just you on the beach, just chilling. It's like tough. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We're past that.
You know what I think the best first photo you can have on a dating app is?
What is it?
Guess.
You with your mom.
No.
Really?
What do you think?
Is it just like you doing something you love? Like, just a...
Okay, passion. Yeah, that could be. But I think the best first one, or, like, at least in the photo, like, the best first or second, is a photo. Like, it's a specific photo. Like, this is how I know he's a normal-ass dude. It's literally, like, a dancing photo or, like, a, like...
Oh, yeah, those are
photo
funny.
From, like, a wedding that he's not in.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's,
like, the professional
specific.
Photos. It's, like, the professional photos that, like... Because no guy really has a professional photo, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, I can see you. I got your vibe.
Yeah.
You're doing something, but it's of yourself, so I know it's exactly you. Because sometimes when they have, like, eight other dudes, I'm, like, which one are you, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to take the time and effort. So I think those are the best photos.
That's a good situation to get one, too.
So if you go... to a wedding.
I'm getting one at a
you
wedding.
You better look at the photo.
I'm tipping the photograph.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Sydney's wedding, like, there's a bunch of photos of us
dancing.
Definitely
just a fun picture.
Like, that's a good photo. You know you're getting tagged in one on Facebook, so just, like, grab it and put it on your dating profile. If a guy posted a pic of just himself not playing a sport, is that weird? 13% said yes. 87% said no.
Wow.
I guess it's so weird. Whatever.
I guess we're feels so upset about
I guess
this
we're
one.
Judging. We're not judging.
Are you afraid to shoot your shot?
No, not more than most.
Yeah.
I say I'm like shooting my shot more than most.
More than most.
Yeah.
More than I would say too. 69% said yes.
That makes sense.
They're afraid
though.
To shoot their shot.
I think for like the major crushes, like, it's definitely
if you get those deep feelings and it's like, I don't know,
but it's like a date party, like, oh, this girl, like, she seems fun, like, all she can say is no.
I agree if there's no feelings, I'm not afraid.
But
there are,
that's what we go back to the other poll of confidence.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's like, if you're just firing up shots, like, if I go up to a girl and just ask her to a day party or something, I'm like, I think it'd be really fun. Like, let's do it. I think she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Like, just the way you said that.
Got it.
But if you make it weird and be like, hey, like, what are you doing on this date? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, oh, I don't know yet. And just so weird.
Are you afraid to shoot your shot? 69% said yes. 31% said
come on,
no.
Girl shoot.
Yeah, girl shoot your shots.
For my IU peeps, SRSC or hyper?
The hyper.
Hyper.
61% said hyper.
Let's go. Great.
Does your girl have to have good style?
Yeah.
I agree. 74% said yes. 26% said no.
I don't know. Is it a make or break?
It's not a deal breaker, but like you can definitely go to a party and wear your black crop top and ripped jeans and like look hot. But like if she's wearing like something different and cool, I'm like, all right, she's sick.
Yeah,
like,
she's sticking
she
out.
She has extra points.
Yeah,
she's sick. She gets plus credit. One.
And everyone's looking at her because she's wearing something different. Yeah. So it's like a.
If someone tells you to tell your family member who you are not family friends with, hi/happy birthday, does that mean they're into you?
Yeah, I'm just going back to the too nice thing. This is being going back to the too nice thing, yeah.
Yes, if someone's telling me to tell a family member, hi,
they want the family to know about you.
Yeah.
This is
insane. This is what they want, you to say, oh, blah, blah, blah says hi, and then the family's talking about you.
Yeah.
No, okay, so here's the thing. if she's on your Snap and, you know, we're just talking or whatever, and she's like, I'm going to my sister's birthday.
But you don't know the sister, dog.
And what am I going to say to that?
She said, oh, that's so fun. Say, oh, that's so fun.
Just say, oh, so fun, like, eat lots of cake for me.
If I was a sister, I'd be like, who is this dude? Is this your boyfriend?
All right, I taxed you. You know what I'm saying? I realize this now, and I'm noting, it's false.
Okay.
You're a great guy.
If someone tells you to tell your family member who you're not family friends with, hi, happy birthday, that means they're into you, true or false? 74% said false.
All right, you're good.
That's what I say. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's just
26% said true. Guys, do you actually look at girls' IG stories, or do you just blow through them?
Easily look at
them. The girls I'm interested in.
Yeah, the girls I'm interested in.
53% said actually look. 47% said don't care.
I look.
Oh, I look.
Yeah. See what they're up to.
Yeah, see what they're...
Okay, I said, what's the main thing guys do to tell a girl they're into them? This is what people respond to.
Bro, this is hard. I don't know how to answer this one.
Talk about other girls. Show a lot of interest in them. Body language, eye contact, flirt with them, snap.
Flirt.
They joke with them and make fun of them, but that's actually if you like a specific girl. Saying, you look really good when I'm not looking good. As a girl, I'm wondering too. Inside jokes, starting small but having interesting convos. His friend will push him so he can tell you.
Definitely joke. I think joke and what's it called?
Slip some low-key hints to their friend. Text them, invite them to hang with the boys.
Wow, inviting them to hang with the boys I don't think I'd do that. That's like serious.
Fellas, do you pay attention to girls' IGs that they post?
Yeah.
They definitely do, girls. For sure. Way more than you think they ever would. And they're sending it in their group chat. 74% said they pay attention.
Yeah.
Fellas, do you purposely like/not like a girl's photo?
It's basically like the person. Like, if I like you, like, I'm going to give you a like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to
show you some love.
See, I
would never take away.
I follow way too many people, like, do not overthink if I'm liking or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like 70% said yes, they purposely do. But I think girls are way too in their head about
that. Wow, that's crazy.
Girls are weird. I have girls that, like, girlfriends that are like, oh, yeah, he liked my photo. He's into it. Is it more attractive when a girl is fit/athletic versus just good looking but not fit?
Is there a difference?
If she's fit, it's definitely more attractive.
I would agree.
Yeah, if she works out.
65% said yes. What's hotter, girls that work out too much or never?
Too much. There's nothing wrong with working out.
I think too much.
Oh, works out.
Yeah, works out.
Yeah, 58% definitely. Said too much.
Nothing wrong with some...
Girls that only post selfies, red flag or don't care?
Red flag.
Red.
If you have five selfies in a row, like...
I think it's got to be one every two lines on Instagram. Like, you can't have
one. That's a crazy rule.
Wow.
But no, that's fine, though. But I definitely noticed, though, if your last four pictures are selfies, then it's like, well, you're just kind of into yourself.
Okay, I think red flag, but hot take, what if they're, like, an influencer?
Oh, then that's their job.
That's their job.
Like, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. 57% said red flag. Fellas, do you profile pics matter? Do you actually look at them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because, like, especially if I don't know her.
The first thing I look at is who follows them. Like,
okay.
If she requests to follow me And then she it says followed by
got it.
Yeah, true.
It says like Nasepal, Joe Wyatt, or
yeah.
But I'm also throwing like if the VSCO link's on there, I'm definitely pressing it.
Yeah.
Oh see, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't tell
if you can't see the profile picture, or even if sometimes if I see it, like you can barely see it though.
Okay. Yeah. Are you looking? How often are you looking at a girl's VSCO link?
If I just don't know her, yeah. If I know her, then there's no point in looking.
Oh, okay.
Her.
Got
but like if she's
but
random,
what if she's your crush, or you like checking to see what's on the VSCO?
Yeah, for sure. Girls be throwing like stuff they don't post on Instagram on the VSCO.
I know.
Not anymore, though. Are they?
Yes.
I don't check. Really? Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's just a common thing. Like, VSCO's like the
I
way.
Tweeted, like, about a year or so ago. I tweeted, girls, sorority girls love to put a VSCO link in their bio. It did so well. I was like,
it's
oh,
true, though.
Okay.
And keep them up. Keep putting them in.
Keep putting them in. Bro, put your VSCO link in the bio now. Okay, 59% said yes that profile pics matter.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Lit.
That was fire.
Where can everyone follow you?
Oh,
find you,
follow me on
DMs.
Instagram, PhilipKing10.
Yeah. With two L's.
Two L's.
Find me on Instagram as well, at @NateSapal. @Nate_Sapal, actually. Yeah, SAPAL.
And is there anything else you have any final words? Like anything you learned from this or any final words you'd like to say?
Shout out to all my Hoosiers. Hopefully by the time everybody is listening to this, we will be Tax Bowl Slayer champions. We got
yeah,
big bowl
we're
game,
coming down.
So go Hoosiers.
Yeah, if you're listening, thanks for listening. It's my first time on a podcast. It's super fun to you guys.
Yeah, and let us know if you would like them to come on again, if you'd like them to be a recurring guest, if you would like me to do some more or interview more frat guys, maybe even a pod with like two frat guys, two sorority girls,
ooh,
something like that.
Shout out Maggie Carter for the poll.
Yeah,
shout
out Maggie Carter.
She grilled me last time for the pod with some stuff I said, so take it easy on me this time, Maggie.
Yeah, shout out Maggie for the amazing polls. We got to get her on the next pod with you guys. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without following me on Instagram, you can't be a part of the podcast. And also shout out to all my AXL girls that are listening, because I know you listened to my last podcast. And yeah, hopefully you're listening to this one. So give me that nice little rating and review.
Five stars, baby.
And be sure to make someone's day this week. Go Hoosiers. Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.